This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, August 21st. Okay, we have a very firm opening to the market. There's a couple things going on. One of the stocks I had that was kind of in the doghouse, for lack of a better word, was Ubiquiti, UI. It's it makes all the internet switches for the data centers, and you can actually buy Ubiquiti switches for your home. So like if you go from 1 gig to 2 gigs, you got to get a faster switch, otherwise your internet won't run properly at the speed it was intended to. So anyway, to make a long story short, they just announced their sales were 10.8% better than the analysts expected. And they had a nice 5.6% earnings surprise. So that's good. And that stock's recovering now. And of course, because this company supplies a lot of the data centers, it helps build the data center excitement. Now, there's a Wall Street Journal article today talking about how NVIDIA is making alliances with power developers that develop and arrange the power for the data centers. And as NVIDIA makes more and more of these arrangements, they're just essentially ensuring their monopoly for decades, because most data center leases are at least 20 years. So that's good. And NVIDIA, of course, will announce next Wednesday. Sales are supposed to be up 97%, earnings are supposed to be up 99%, but the excitement is building. And then, of course, next week is Jackson Hole. And the financial media will be in an incredibly good mood next week because they get to go on vacation, okay? And the central bankers that come to Jackson Hole are usually in a pretty good mood too, because it's such a magnificent place. And then we hope Kevin Warsh, our Fed chairman, gives a speech about why productivity gains from AI are non-inflationary. So the market got a little oversold here with some weird shenanigans, like that big Moderna rally, which, believe it or not, sucked a lot of money out of AI stocks. That was a shortcoming rally. Moderna is still forecasted to have negative sales and earnings, but the stock rallied because of a positive phase 3 trial on one of its custom cancer drugs that can literally be designed per people. So you have a different cancer, you get a different slightly different drug. And but that's not commercialized yet, and that rally was short covering. So a lot of our tech stocks got oversold temporarily. Now they're coming roaring back. So that's it. I just want you to know. Obviously, Scott Bessent's going on CNBC, talking about his market actions. You know, the Treasury will be buying more Treasury bonds. People are criticizing for that, but that's not valid at all. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's a lot better than Janet Yellen. She lost control of the yield curve. It got inverted. That's not what we have under Scott Bessent. So we're lucky to have him as a Treasury Secretary. So otherwise, folks, I just want you to enjoy the summer. I want you to know that I expect a big rebound next week. Obviously, it's starting today. And then we traditionally rally on Labor Day. Then there's a lull because everybody has to figure out how to pay taxes on September 15th. So sometimes there's some tax selling. And then the second half of September tends to be better than the first half. So it looks like we're going to get through the bumpy summer months without being hurt. And that's very, very important. So that's it. Enjoy the ride, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. Take care.